Introducing the Quick Start Wizard. Now that WindowEyes has been installed, we're going to walk you through what happens the very first time that you run it. Specifically, we're going to walk you through the Quick Start Wizard. The Quick Start Wizard exists so that you can quickly change your preferred settings, such as your speech rate, your keyboard layout, what you hear when you type, and other similar preferences. On this particular machine, I have already logged in, and I am going to now launch WindowEyes with Ctrl-Alt-W. If you ran the quick install, then WindowEyes will automatically launch for you. If you ran the custom install, and you have opted to not have WindowEyes start automatically, then feel free to launch it with whichever method you prefer. I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-W now.
WindowEyes installing default apps. Please wait. App installation complete. Custom control. Settings tree view. Taskbar. Dialog WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard. Welcome to the WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard. This Quick Start Wizard will let you set up some of the most common WindowEyes settings right away so that you can start using your computer. You can access this wizard at any time using the Quick Start menu option in the WindowEyes apps menu. Select the next button to begin. Back B button disable, default next end button cancel button.
Okay, so a few things have already happened. First, you heard the startup sound for WindowEyes. That was that chiming piano sound. Then WindowEyes said, installing default apps. We will discuss what apps are in a future section, but suffice it to say that this only happens the first time you start WindowEyes after it has been installed or upgraded. And finally, the WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard began and introduced itself. It told us that we can configure some of our most common WindowEyes settings, and it also told us to click the Next button in order to continue. That is the default button in this dialog, and in fact, that's where I am right now. So to continue, I'm going to press the Enter key to get to the first option that we can configure.
Next End button. Dialog WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard Speech Voice. The voice that you hear when WindowEyes is talking comes from a speech synthesizer. Two of the most popular speech synthesizers are included with WindowEyes. Tab to the list, and use your up and down arrow keys to select the voice you want to use. When you're done, tab to the next button, and press Enter. Speech Voice Name Voice DE Talk Access 32 Window.
I just pressed the control key to silence speech. So WindowEyes comes with a couple of different synthesizers. Your synthesizer options will depend largely on which edition of WindowEyes you have, as well as the version number. This particular installation is speaking with Vocalizer Expressive Tom, but you also might have the slightly older version of this voice, which was just called Vocalizer Tom, not Vocalizer Expressive Tom. You might have DeckTalk Access 32. You might have Eloquence, you might have eSpeak, you might have the Microsoft Speech platform. It all just depends on which version of WindowEyes that you have. For the remainder of this tutorial, we are actually going to use the DeckTalk Access 32 synthesizer. And to change that option, I'm going to tab until we get to the synthesizer list and up arrow until we get to DeckTalk. So I will press tab.
Cancel button.
There's the cancel button. Tab again.
Speech Voice Vocalizer Expressive WindowEyes Voice American English Tom Standard High List View 4 of 5.
And here is the list of synthesizers. I'm currently on Vocalizer Expressive Tom. Now I'm going to hit the up arrow key.
Vocalizer WindowEyes American English Tom Standard High.
And here is Vocalizer Tom, which this version of WindowEyes is authorized for. And you may not be able to tell from this voice, but WindowEyes did change the synthesizer in real time so that I could have an idea of what the voice sounds like. I'm going to up arrow again, and then you will notice a change.
Eloquence US. English read.
Okay, there's Eloquence. That is another popular synthesizer. And up arrow once more.
DE Talk Access 32 WindowEyes.
There's DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes. Now that that voice has been selected, I can either tab until I get to the next button or press Enter. For the sake of expediency, let's press Enter now.
Voice rate 30 up down edit. Next end button. Dialog WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard voice rate. The voice rate controls the speed of the voice you hear. When you increase the rate, the voice speeds up. When you decrease the rate, the voice slows down. Tap to voice rate and use your up and down arrow keys to change the speed of the voice. When you're done, tap to the next button and press Enter. Voice rate 30 back B button default next end button cancel button.
Now we're being asked, how fast or slow do we want the speech synthesizer to talk? For most voices, the default rate is 30. If that's acceptable, you can press the Enter key to move on to the next step, or if you would like to change it, you can do so now. We will ultimately leave this at 30, but I will show you how to change it so that you can set WindowEyes to a speed that's comfortable for you. To get to the Rate Up Down Edit box, I will press the Tab key.
Cancel button.
And again.
Voice rate 30 up down edit.
Here's the voice rate up down edit box. If you know specifically how fast you want your synthesizer to speak, you can type a number here. For example, let's try 65.
65.
And as soon as I tab away, WindowWise will tell DeckTalk to speak with that rate so that I can hear what it sounds like.
Right read button. Next end button. Cancel button. Voice rate 65 up down edit.
And as you can hear, DeckTalk is speaking much faster than it was just a moment ago. If you aren't sure how fast or slow you want your synthesizer to speak, you can also use the up and down arrow keys or page up and page down keys to move the voice up and down. Up and down will go by single increments.
66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61.
First I pressed the up arrow, and now we are down arrowing. But as you can hear, the voice rate is changing very slowly. You can also use page up and page down to move by larger increments. Or if you don't want to do that, you can continue pressing your up and down arrow keys, and WindowWise will keep right up. So let's hold down the down arrow for about half a second.
60. 55.
And it moved down to 55. Let's press it again for a little longer.
54. 31.
There's 31. Keep going.
30. 1.
There's 1. This is as slow as
1.
DeckTalk can speak.
Back B button. Next hand button. Cancel button. Voice rate 1 up down edit.
We're going to go ahead and change this back to 30. I will just type the number 30.
30.
Then tab to the next button.
Back B button. Next hand button.
And notice the voice rate changed back to 30. And now we will press enter.
Next hand button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard punctuation. Punctuation settings affect what you hear when window eyes is speaking. Tap through the following checkboxes and use your spacebar to check or uncheck the punctuation settings you want to hear. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Math symbols like plus, dash.
Now we are being asked, what punctuation symbols do we want to hear as we are reading? This includes things like the slash or the period, the at sign, the dollar sign, quotation marks, left bracket, right bracket, things like that. But at this point, WindowWise is just asking what we want spoken when we read. Not when we type. That will come next. As an example, if you're reading an email or a document or something else on the screen, do you want WindowWise to tell you about punctuation that might be there? Let's investigate the different options that are available here by pressing the tab key.
Cancel button. Math symbols like plus, dash, slash, and star checkbox unchecked.
Okay, so there are math symbols like plus, dash, slash, and star. Tab again.
Textual symbols like question, period, and comma checkbox unchecked.
And here are textual settings, which refer to items like the question mark, the period, the comma, exclamation point, and other punctuation symbols that may be more literary oriented, not so much math oriented. Tab again.
Miscellaneous symbols like dollar, at, and quote checkbox unchecked.
And here are miscellaneous symbols like the dollar sign, the at sign, the quote sign. Other things like left and right bracket or braces would also be included in this group. And if you want to hear any of these symbols spoken as WindowWise reads, you can simply press the space bar to check or uncheck any of these items.
Space. Check miscellaneous symbols like dollar, at, and quote checkbox checked. Space. Uncheck miscellaneous symbols like dollar, at, and quote checkbox unchecked.
I don't want any of these symbols spoken, so we will leave all of these options unchecked. But feel free to check the options that you want. Tab till we get to the next button.
Back B button. Next hand button.
And press enter to go to the next step.
Next hand button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard braille display. If you have a braille display connected and you want braille output, tap to the list box and use your arrow keys to select your display. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Braille displays nanadia.brizia.da.
Now WindowWise is asking us what braille display we want to use if we have one connected. If you ran the custom install, this question would have already been asked. But if you didn't, or you want to change your selection now, you can do so. Simply tab until we get to the list of available braille displays.
Cancel button. Braille displays in list box 1 of 69.
And then use your up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the braille display name to get to that option, and once satisfied, press enter to move on to the next step. I currently do not have a braille display connected to this computer, so I'm going to skip this step.
Back B button. Next hand button.
And there I was just tabbing till we got to the next button, and now I will press enter to move on.
Next hand button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard typing echo. Typing echo is what you hear when you press keys on your keyboard, such as individual characters or entire words. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select how you want your keyboard to sound when you're typing. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Speak every keystroke as I type.
Now we're being asked what we want WindowEyes to speak whenever we press keys on the keyboard. To make that choice, we will tab until we get to the group of radio buttons.
Cancel button. Don't change my current settings radio button, check 5 of 5.
Radio buttons are a little different than checkboxes. With checkboxes, you can have multiple items selected at one time. With radio buttons, while you have several options, only one of them can be selected at a time. To move through these options, you can press the up or down arrow keys. Right now, we are on the option that tells WindowEyes not to change any settings. Since we have never run the Quick Start Wizard before, then WindowEyes will keep using its default option, which says to speak every character as I type it. But if I were to run the Quick Start Wizard in the future, then choosing Do Not Modify My Settings would tell WindowEyes to leave whatever preferences I may have set alone. Let's go ahead and down arrow so that you have an idea of the different keyboard echo options available to you.
Speak every keystroke as I type radio button, check 1 of 5.
Okay, there's speak every keystroke as I type. That should be pretty self-explanatory. Down arrow again.
Speak only words when I press the spacebar radio button, check 2 of 5.
Okay, speak only words when I press the spacebar. This just means that WindowEyes will not speak any individual characters as you type, but as soon as you press the spacebar to create a word, then it will speak the word that you just typed. Down arrow again.
Speak both keystrokes and words radio button, check 3 of 5.
Here, speak both keystrokes and words. And this means that WindowEyes will speak each character as you type it, in addition to announcing the word that you typed when you press the spacebar. Down arrow again.
Don't speak anything when I type radio button, check 4 of 5.
Don't speak anything when I type quite literally means just that. WindowEyes will not speak anything when you press keys on the keyboard. And we will down arrow once more to
Don't change my current settings radio button, check 5 of 5.
Don't change my current settings because it is the same as speak every keystroke as I type, and that's what we are going to use for the remainder of the tutorial. Tab to the next button.
Rank B button. Next 10 button.
And press enter to move on to the next step.
Next 10 button. Dialog WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard Notification Area. A common task when working with Windows is switching between running programs using the hotkey Alt Tab. WindowEyes can either stay in the Alt Tab program list or put itself in the notification area out of the way of your other programs. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select where you want WindowEyes to reside. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Show WindowEyes in the taskbar and the Alt Tab.
Now WindowEyes is asking us where we want it to reside. What that means basically is, do you want WindowEyes to be in the taskbar or the notification area? In simpler terms, do you want to be able to reach WindowEyes as you press Alt-Tab to move between open applications on your computer? Or would you rather it remain out of the Alt-Tab border and only appear when you specifically want to get to it with the Control / hotkey? There is no right or wrong answer, but this is where you would change that option. The default, by the way, is for WindowEyes to reside in the notification area. Let's tab to the group of radio buttons.
Cancel button. Show the WindowEyes icon in the notification area out of the Alt Tab list radio button, check 2 of 2.
And here we are. If I wanted WindowEyes to be in the Alt Tab order, I would press the up arrow key.
Show WindowEyes in the taskbar and the Alt Tab list radio button, check 1 of 2.
Show WindowEyes in the taskbar and Alt Tab list. I'm satisfied with the default option, so I'm going to press the down arrow to return to our previous selection.
Show the WindowEyes icon in the notification area out of the Alt Tab list radio button, check 2 of 2.
Now I'm going to tab to the next button and press enter to move to the next step.
Rank B button. Next 10 button. WindowEyes offers several keyboard layouts for WindowEyes hotkeys. While the WindowEyes documentation will always refer to the default layout, you may want to choose to use hotkeys that are more familiar. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select the keyboard layout you want to use. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Insert key.
Okay, now WindowEyes is asking us what hotkey layout we want to use. A hotkey layout is basically a mapping of keystrokes to WindowEyes functions. We include a few layouts with WindowEyes. One is the default layout, which assumes you have a full desktop keyboard, including a numeric keypad. If you are on a laptop or a computer keyboard that does not have a numeric keypad, then you would want to choose the laptop layout. The main difference between these two is that any function that has been mapped with a numeric keypad in mind for the default layout has been changed so that you can access it with the laptop layout. We also include what's called the insert key layout. If you are transitioning to WindowEyes from another adaptive product, then this is certainly a layout worth considering, simply because it provides many keystrokes that you may already know from other products. Now I'm going to tab until we get to the group of radio buttons.
Cancel button. Insert key layout alternative layout utilizing the insert key radio button unchecked 1 of 4.
Now that we are in the list of available layouts, let's press the down arrow to explore the different options.
Default for use with full-size keyboards radio button check 2 of 4.
Okay, there's the default layout.
Laptop for use with laptop keyboards radio button check 3 of 4.
There's the laptop layout.
Do not modify my existing keyboard layout radio button check 4 of 4.
And here's the option that says do not modify. And finally,
insert key layout alternative layout utilizing the insert key radio button check 1 of 4.
There's the insert key layout. If you were to skip this step, then the default layout would have been selected for you. And in fact, this is what we will be using for the remainder of this tutorial. So I'm going to press the down arrow.
Default for use with full-size keyboards radio button check 2 of 4.
To get to the default layout. And since this was the final step, I'm going to tab to the finish button.
Back B button. Finish F button.
And press enter.
Close button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard quick start complete. The quick start wizard is now complete. All of the changes you selected have been applied. Select the register button to close this dialog and open the WindowEyes registration webpage to register your copy of WindowEyes. Otherwise, you may press enter to close the quick start wizard. You can access all WindowEyes settings by pressing Ctrl-backslash. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call our technical support team at 260-489-3671 or email us at support@gwmicro.com. Default register button, close button.
And now we are on the final screen of the quick start wizard. And it told us that we can tab to the register button if we want to register our copy of WindowEyes, or press enter to close. And you heard it give some contact information. At the time this section is being recorded, the GW Micro information is in this dialog box, but by the time you run the wizard, it will give the AI Squared specific contact information. And this is also available at the very end of the tutorial if you would like it. Let's go ahead and tab to the register button.
Register button.
And now we will press the spacebar to launch the registration website.
5 headings, 4 landmarks, 41 links. Skip to main content link window dash eyes mouse over link.
And here we are on the WindowEyes registration page. This actually opened a web page in Internet Explorer, which is my default web browser. This tutorial does include a section on working with the internet, and we will go into all of those details later. So I will give you just enough information in this section so that you can fill out the form, and we can look at the internet in a later section. I'm going to press the letter E to get to the first edit box on this page.
First name require edit.
And here it is. To interact with the edit box so that I can type into it, I'm going to press enter now.
First name require edit.
And now we're being asked for our first name. I will type that in now.
S-T-E-V-E.
Tab.
Last name require edit. C-L-O-W-E-R.
Okay, tab again.
Company edit.
Company, I will type AI Squared. Note that WindowEyes did not say this was required, so if you do not have a company, feel free to skip this particular step.
AI space SQUARED.
Tab again.
Address 1 require edit.
Here's the address field. I'm just going to type in something.
1, 2, 3 space FKE space FTREET.
Okay, and then tab again.
Address 2 edit.
Address 2. That is not required, and I'm not going to type one. Tab once again.
Address 3, edit.
Address 3, just in case. Tab again.
City require edit.
City, we will put
M-A-N-C-A-E-S-T-E-R space
Manchester Center.
C-E-N-T-E-R state slash province require edit.
Here we are in state slash province. I will put V-T for Vermont.
V-T.
Tab again.
Postal code require edit.
Here we are on the postal code. We will type 05255.
05255.
Tab again.
Country require edit.
Country is United States.
United space States.
Okay, tab again.
Phone edit.
Here's our phone number, which is optional, by the way, but I'll type it anyway.
802-362-3612.
Tab again.
Email edit.
Here we are being asked for our email address, which again is optional. I will go ahead and put in the WindowEyes support address.
WESUPPORT at AISQUARED period COM.
WE support at AISquared.com. Tab again.
Serial number require edit.
Maybe we're being asked for our serial number. I will just type something in.
1111111111.
Tab again.
Purchased from edit.
Purchased from, again, this is optional.
Language English closed combo box.
And I tabbed again to the language combo box. And now you can up and down arrow between available languages. For example, I can down arrow to
French
if I want to. Tab again.
Check this box to subscribe to GW-News, the announce-only e-mail list from GW Micro uncheck checkbox.
Now, if you would like to subscribe to our GW News email list, which essentially just means that we will email you periodic announcements about new products or any promotions that we may be running, you can check this with the spacebar if you are interested. Notice that it is unchecked by default, so we will not unwittingly subscribe you to our mailing lists. You have to specifically opt in for it. Tab again.
Submit button.
And finally, we have the submit button. Press enter at this point, and that will submit your registration data to AI Squared. I'm not going to do that at this point, however. Instead, I'm going to press Alt F4 to close my web browser.
Dialog WindowEyes Explorer.set minimized.
And there is WindowEyes. Now that the Quick Start wizard has been run, I want to show you one other thing that will happen the second time that you start WindowEyes. So to demonstrate that, I'm going to press Control Insert F4. That will close WindowEyes down.
Insert. OK button. Dialog WindowEyes exit WindowEyes exit close. This will shut down WindowEyes. OK, cancel.
And yes, I know this will close WindowEyes, so I will press enter. And there was the WindowEyes shutdown sound. When you hear that, that means WindowEyes has completely closed. Now I will press Control Alt W to bring it back. There's the startup sound.
WindowEyes custom control. Settings each review. Today's tip TL of the documentation which comes with WindowEyes, including the manual and README file, is easily accessed from the Help documentation menu of the WindowEyes control panel. Press Ctrl-backslash, then Alt-H to open the Help menu of the WindowEyes control panel. Now press Enter on documentation. The first item displayed is the WindowEyes manual. Press Enter to open it. If you want to open other documentation instead, press up or down to make a selection, then press Enter. Read-only edit box. Dialog WindowEyes tip of the day.
So now we're in the WindowEyes Tip of the Day dialog. When WindowEyes starts, you'll see a new tip that either describes a WindowEyes feature or tells you how to get somewhere. The first tip that you will always see explains how to get to the WindowEyes documentation. If you're new to WindowEyes, it's important to know how to get to the documentation. So in this case, we were told you can press Control Backslash, that will bring it WindowEyes, and then you can press Alt H on Help, and then Enter on the first item, which is the documentation pull-down. From there, you can find the manual, in the README, a link to our training resources, and possibly other items. We're placed in a read-only edit box by default, so I can use the up or down arrow keys to read what's here.
All of the documentation which comes with.
Okay, that was the up arrow just to hear the first line. Let's down arrow.
WindowEyes, including the manual and README. File is easily accessed from the Help documentation menu of the WindowEyes control panel. Press Control Backslash, then.
And that was just me pressing down arrow a few times to go through this text. Since this is a dialog, we can tab through some options.
Next tip and button.
Here's the next tip. Let's press the space bar and see what our next tip happens to be.
Space. Sometimes programs present more text on the screen when they are maximized, making for a better reading experience. To maximize a program's main window, press Alt Space, followed by X. To maximize a program's auxiliary or child window, press Alt Dash, followed by X.
And WindowEyes read the next tip to us. And as you heard, we were told that it's a good idea to maximize any windows you happen to be using for a better reading experience. While not all windows can be maximized, most can. You can do this by pressing the Alt key and the Space key together, letting go, and then pressing the letter X. And if the program you're running happens to have other windows inside it, you can use Alt Dash together, and then the letter X to maximize those windows. We do have quite a few tips that come with WindowEyes, so if you're new to it, we recommend going through these, because you never know when you might learn something new. Let's tap again.
Previous tip P button.
So just as we could go to the next tip, there's a button here to go to the previous tip. Let's hit the space bar.
Space. All of the documentation which comes with WindowEyes, including the manual and README file, is easily accessed from the Help documentation menu of the WindowEyes control panel.
And there's the tip that we heard just a moment ago. Let's tap again.
Close button.
Here's the close button that you can activate here with the space bar, or you can press Escape or Alt F4 to close it. And if we tab one more time.
Show tips at startup S checkbox checked.
Here's the Show Tips at Startup checkbox. By default, this is checked. This means that a new tip of the day will open whenever you start Windowize. If you don't want this to happen, you can uncheck this item with the spacebar.
Space. Uncheck Show Tips at Startup as checkbox.
And then you could close the Tip of the Day dialog, and then it would not open the next time you started Windowize. I'm going to keep this unchecked and press the Escape key to close the dialog.
Settings the screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1. Dialog window eyes explorer dot set.
Now let's say that you wanted to get back to the Tip of the Day dialog and you had told Windowize to not automatically show it. That's actually very easy to do. First, you would press Control backslash to get to Windowize itself. I'm already in Windowize, so Control backslash isn't necessary. But then I can press Alt H for help.
H. Documentation D pull down.
There's the documentation pull down that we were just told about a few minutes ago. And then I can press the letter T for tip of the day.
T. Menu closed. Today's tip T. Sometimes programs present with text on the screen when they are maximized, making for a better
And there's our tip of the day dialog again. So even if you opt to not see the tips when Windowize starts, you can still access them easily through the Windowize Help menu. Let's press Escape to close the Tip of the Day dialog again.
Settings the screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
And now I find myself back in Windowize. So to recap, Windowize has been installed, and we've just set it up exactly to the way we want it to behave in terms of our speech rate, our keyboard echo, our preferred synthesizer, our preferred braille display, where Windowize itself resides, remember, either in the taskbar or in the notification area. We registered Windowize, and we selected a keyboard layout to use. We also saw how to quickly get some tips on using Windowize and Windows in general through the Windowize Tip of the Day dialog. So now that we've got Windowize set up to our liking, let's move on to the next section.